And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. It does end, actually. Typically after half an hour. How did Emerson, Lake and Palmer not get sued for that line? Anyway, plenty of new sketches, songs and silliness, plus some old BRMB and Heart FM material from me, Ian Danter, your host, from TalkSport and Planet Rock on your wireless these days. Sean Percival and Andy Robinson are in tow, as usual, with their brilliant creativity. And today on the show, we'll look at the news story that wouldn't die. Ozzy is back, riffing on a theme that we brought you last episode. Black Country Bob talks movies with Blair. And Boris goes disco. Oh yeah, now you're intrigued, aren't you? And I've got a brand new parody song to play you very, very shortly. But first, let's get an update for you, shall we, from the Barmy Old Podcast News Desk with Jim White. And first, Hugh Edwards.
Thank you, Ian. Hello to you. Boris Johnson has stated that providing it's outdoors and you maintain a 2 meter social distance, people can now meet in groups of six. This has caused unforeseen trouble in the world of 90s pop, as S Club 7 are deciding which member is going to have to go to the park with five. Four non-blondes are teaming up with two unlimited, Funboy 3 are joined by the Alabama 3, and Lou Bega is trying to cherry-pick a few women he could meet up with. Donald Trump is upset Twitter are now automatically fact-checking his tweets and has expressed outrage at their actions. However, he is the President of the United States, saying whatever nonsense he likes, and not Barry, who's just giving wrong answers on a dodgy Zoom quiz. Speaking of the popular Zoom quizzes, the Zoom CEO, Eric Yuan, has stated that anyone who says that he must be happy and loaded certainly have a point, although they could have half a point for just saying he's loaded. A Change.org petition calling for the sacking of Dominic Cummings has hit 1 million signatures. Home Secretary Priti Patel claims that's over 900,093, 1,500 and 12,000 people. And finally, to the sports desk, Jim White.
Thanks, Hugh. To the Bundesliga, where Borussia Mönchengladbach are going to have cardboard cutouts of fans in the stands, with supporters of any team able to have one of themselves for a 19-euro fee. And if you're wondering what this will look and feel like, just remember the atmosphere at the Etihad just before lockdown.
Thank you, Jim, and that's it from us. You're up to date.
Thank you, fellas. So, it's the news story that seemingly refused to die. The Prime Minister's right-hand man, Dominic Cummings, is still under fire for what he was up to in his Range Rover during lockdown. Now, you'll have heard him singing Roy Orbison on last week's Barmy Old Podcast about his long trip north that started it all off. Now, here he is, channeling Chuck Berry to explain away what happened whilst he was up in Durham that's caused even more questions to come his way.
Riding along in my automobile, my family beside me at the wheel. I drove 260 miles, my sense of defiance running wild. Boris talking crap on the radio, with no particular place to go, no particular place to find. I thought I might be going blind. We all know when you lose vision, you do not see an optician. No. You drive off somewhere really far with your whole damn family in the car.
Your full, one rule for you, one rule. wants to see you gone now.
Oh, give over. What's your social distancing?
James!
Go on.
Shame on you, resign.
You're not 2 metres. You're not 2 metres.
It's time to go. Today.
Riding along in my calaboose. I'm wondering, is this child abuse? A lot of people, they've got a grudge. But there's not a chance I'm gonna budge. 4 more years, let's drive it slow. 'Cause we've no particular place to go. Riding along with my immense wealth. No, I'm not like everybody else. It should by now be totally clear. My concern for you is insincere. As long as folk like me are around, this particular place is going down. Are you scared?
Time to head for the House of Commons and check in with the politically incorrect MP for Dudley, Black Country Bob. Here's another time where Tony Blair was in Bob's crosshairs back in the mid-2000s. I've heard lately about the supposed skill of the new Labour leader, Sir Keir Starmer, to use Prime Minister's questions to skillfully lull the PM into a false sense of security with his question, only to try and then use his expertise as a lawyer to suddenly put the PM under pressure he wasn't expecting. Now, I think Bob tries that tactic here, but as usual for him, it doesn't go quite as planned. Cue the music, sing along.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Spiker!
Prime Minister's questions. Black Country Bob.
Oh, cheers, Mr. Spiker. Right then, the other week, John Prescott said if there was a film made about his life, he'd want Marlon Brando to play him Prime Minister. Which actor would you want to portray you?
I like this one. It's a difficult one, though.
No, it's easy. That bloke who plays Ian Beale in EastEnders, he'd be perfect for you.
Why him?
Because he's a Whimpers Walsh.
I think I'd far rather prefer to be played by an American actor, actually.
What, someone like Rick Moranis?
Rick Moranis, the man in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Oh, that's him. Only in your case, he'd be Honey, I Lied to the Country.
Right, Honourable Member for Dudley doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yes, I'm done.
An actor with the standing of Tom Hanks would be far more suitable to portray me, surely.
Tom Hanks?
Oh, the Right Honourable Member for Dudley has never even heard of him. I suppose he hasn't appeared in any of the low-budget nonsense that gets watched in his house.
Hang on a sec, Tom Hanks! I said it, but I think he was in the film when he stopped this bloke from sitting on a landmine.
What on earth made you say that?
Well, were it called Saving Ryan's Private?
Saving Private Ryan, you imbecile!
Order! What have you all laughing at?
Order now, please, order!
Ozzy's on the way shortly on the Barmy Old podcast. He's loosening up the old vocal cords. Before that, it won't be long then, based on the Premier League meetings this week, before me and my TalkSport colleagues will be back at football matches commentating after, 3 months away? I'm looking forward to getting back to work, obviously. And so will my old BRNB boss, Tom Ross, who now works for TalkSport, of course, and in previous Barmy Old Podcasts has struggled to adjust to life away from the commentary box at places like the bingo, the doctor's surgery, hotels, and now one of the places you can go during lockdown. Here he is getting the supplies in.
Tom Ross at the supermarket.
Hi, I'm Tom Ross, and we're here live and exclusive at Netto Supermarket. The atmosphere is building. You can feel the tension, and we're here doing some shopping. Me and my young lad, we're just looking there for some beans. And oh, there's some, son, down the aisle there. Go on, son. Oh, he's picked up a can of new potatoes instead. Oh, hang on, he's back in the area. He's going to pick one of these. Go on, son. Yes! He made a mistake before, but he's made no mistake this time. He's picked up the can of beans. He's slotted it into the back of the trolley. It's two for one. Oh, fantastic stuff. And now I'm walking up to the checkout girl, and hey, she's smiling at me there. Oh, I think I'm in here, right? Easy, tiger.
Congratulations, Mr. Ross. You are our millionth customer, and you just won £10,000.
Yes! Straight in my bank account!
So after the success of his alcohol-related version of Matt Lucas's brilliant baked potato song that we brought you in the last episode of the Barmy Old Podcast, notorious rock and roll rabble-rouser Ozzy Osbourne is back again to give us more sage advice on what's got him through difficult times in his life. Not that you should follow his example here, of course, okay?
LSD, it changed my life. LSD, it showed me the way. And if you really want to use your third eye, you must listen to what LSD say.
Drop a tab, this one's strong.
Thanks, my eyes are closing.
Trip your nuts off all day long.
I'm not microdosing. And if you want to go and elevate, you must listen to what that little tablet says.
Stick your tongue out, have some more.
I'm feeling really groovy.
See some things not seen before.
The wallpaper's moving. And if today you'd really rather skip, please remember you can always take a trip. LDS. Oh no, no, hang on. DS. Oh, I can't even spell that right, man.
Cheers, Ozzy. Desi's diary's coming up for you in just a tick. We've heard on previous Barmy Old podcasts from our old pal Ainsley Harriet in the kitchen as those cookery shows continue to completely rule the TV roost during lockdown. And here he is again now with a slight variation on the classic show format we know him best for.
Hello, Ainsley here, and welcome to Ready Steady Cook Up a Story. And our special guest today, all the way from Durham,
or is it London, eh?
Is Dominic. So, Dominic, tell us about the story you cooked up last week.
Well, Ainsley, I cooked up a statement saying I drove my wife and son to Barnard Castle during the lockdown because I was having trouble with my eyesight.
Oh, what is he like, ladies and gentlemen, eh?
Sounds a little bit difficult to digest to me. Let's ask Gordon Ramsay. Gordon, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you something, Dominic. Whoever helped you cook that story up must have been absolutely f***ing stupid. I have never been confronted with such a pile of unpalatable horse in all my life. And I'll tell you something else, big boy. You need to grow some b***s and fess up. Because only a complete and utter idiot with a brain the size of a pea would swallow that bullshit story.
Oh, well, there you have it.
And it's time to let the audience decide. Remember, if you don't believe Dom's cooked-up story,
hold up a red tomato.
And if you do believe Dom's cooked-up story, hold up a green pepper. Vote now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, would you look at that?
It's all red tomatoes, I'm afraid, Dom. I can only see one green pepper being held up, and that's being held up by a fat man in an ill-fitting suit at the back there with an unruly mop of uncombed blonde hair, yes.
Looks like he's the only person in the whole country gullible and stupid enough to believe you, Dominic.
Oh, dear.
And so we'll leave the final word on Dominic's cooked-up story here to Gordon Ramsay.
Unbelievable.
Time to hear from the housewife's choice, our Des, once again, on the Barmy Old podcast. You know what? If I get very, very brave one day, I'll play you an extremely early Des from our BRMB days in 2000, where he sounds about 12 years old, for one thing, and the catchphrases hadn't quite developed the life of their own that they go on to do. Far less H's in his "Hi, girls" intro and way fewer F's in his "Fantastic." I think that all just came from me having more confidence in myself as a performer and less self-conscious about what I was actually recording. And very soon, we'd created a monster. A lovely, suave, sophisticated, mustachioed monster, nonetheless.
Des's diary.
Hi, girls. Des here on Ian Danter's Sunday carve-up here on 100.7 Hard FM. And it's time, once again, for Des's Diaries. And today, it's a big... Hi, girls. To all the staff at my local manicurist's. Well, would you believe it? I recently went. The manageress took one look at a white blemish on my nail and told me I had a lack of iron.
You're obviously not getting enough,
she purred.
Come here and give me a finger.
And with that, she grabbed hold of my pinky. And well, what can I say? She stared at it intently as she stretched the end.
It's been ages since this little fellow's had any attention,
she drooled.
I'll have to spend at least an hour on it.
Fantastic. I'd happily recommend that manicurist to anyone. You know, there's nothing like having cream rubbed into your digit by a girl with skilled hands. Cheerio.
Des's Diary. The Sunday Carve-Up. 100.7 Hot FM.
Brand new Mr. Men story on the horizon for you. And Boris gets seriously funked up. And yes, I did say funked. But before that, well, after, what, 11 weeks of lockdown, some shops are now open to the public and more will be allowed to trade on the high street again within a week or two. But some trades are still waiting for their own green light from the government. For example, for over 2 months now, all pubs have been shut. 2 whole months. I wonder what David Bowie would have made of it.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low. I saw a tavern and I looked through the window. A bloke was sitting down and he was on his own. There were tables and there were some empty chairs. Beer kegs and beer barrels and optics everywhere. The bloke, he stared at me and he looked in despair. There's a barman waiting in the pub. He'd like to get around in, but the doors are boarded up. There's a barman waiting in the pub. He'd like to come and serve us, but he's been ordered to shut. He told me, let the boozers open, let the boozers open, let the boozers open.
Meet up with some girls, get into their tights, puke up on the floor, have drunken fist fights.
Here,
You spill my pint?
What?
Yeah, Bowie, you spill my pint.
No, I didn't
spill it. What are you going to do about it then?
I didn't spill it.
You did spill it, Sunshine, I saw you.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do.
What?
I'll tell you what we'll do.
Come on, I'm all ears. What are we going to do then?
Let's scrap.
Oh, what a good idea that is. Get him, Ron. Get him. Have him, Ron. Have ya.
Let's scrap.
Get out of the lot of here. You're barred. That means you too, Bowie.
We're always on the hunt here at the Barmy Old Podcast for unearthed, unheard Mr. Men stories narrated by the legend Arthur Lowe, and we've dug another one up for you today, you'll be glad to hear. These were some of my favourite books as a young lad, and I did love the TV series that these stories are based on. Big part of my childhood. Although Mr. Sneeze and Mr. Jelly were a bit tamer than these ones we keep finding. Oh well, hey-ho.
Mr. Arrogant worked at a bar, and he was also a steward, hence Mr. Arrogant Bar Steward. One day, Mr. Arrogant Bar Steward started his car up. His wife was not happy at all. Only a blooming idiot would try to find out if his vision was okay by driving his wife and child 60 miles along A and B roads, said Mr. Arrogant Bar Steward's wife as they set off for Barnard Castle. Now, a couple of months earlier, Mr. Arrogant Bar Steward's wife had let out a scream of horror. She had just watched Mr. Arrogant Bar Steward throw his 4-year-old son into the deep end of a swimming pool. I was just trying to find out if he could swim, Mr. Arrogant Bar Steward had sneered at the time. Now, it's blindingly obvious that no father would throw his 4-year-old son into the deep end of a pool to check if he could swim. And do you know what? It's also blindingly obvious that no father would drive with his wife and son in the car if he was worried about his eyesight. But you'll never guess what. Yes, you're right. That's what Mr. Arrogant Bar Steward used as an excuse for breaking lockdown laws. And he maintained that story, even though practically nobody in the whole of Britain believed him. But there was one man in the country who was prepared to pretend to believe Mr. Arrogant Bar Steward's story. And can you guess who that was? Yes, you're right. The Prime Minister. Now, Mr. Arrogant Bar Steward wasn't really a steward, and it didn't really work in a bar. But, do you know what? For some reason, Mr. Arrogant Bar Steward seemed much more appropriate than his real title, Mr. Chief Advisor. Poor Mr. Arrogant Bar Steward. The lying piece of s***.
This is Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast, and whether it's a day full of football stories or a day completely devoid of football stories, the man that you want hosting your show and holding it all together is TalkSport and Sky Sports presenter, our pal Jim White, the ultimate professional broadcaster, I'm sure you'll agree. But when he gets home and shuts the front door after these long, long double shifts of work that he does between radio and TV, do you think Jim can just turn it all off and relax?
Hi, sweetheart, I'm home.
Hi, Jim. I've just put your dinner on the table. It's baked potato.
That's fantastic. Not only is it fantastic, it's brilliant. I love baked potatoes. Oh, and it's a Maris Piper as well. Very, very versatile potato, the Maris Piper. Graham Souness's favourite spud. As a matter of fact, whereas Simon Jordan, ex-Crystal Palace chairman, told me exclusively this Tuesday lunchtime that he loves a russet tater, especially if you're going to make chips or wedges with it. Oh, and hang on, I've got Bob Mills on the line.
All right then, Jim.
Bob, we're talking potatoes here, mate. I have to ask you, do you have a preference?
Well, Jim, I love a Jersey Royal, mate.
Oh, now you're talking, Bob. Now you are talking. Nothing like seeing butter going to absolute meltdown over the top of a Jersey Royal. Only grown on the Channel Island that bears its name. And at its best, of course, between the months of April and June. And it's my understanding this Tuesday evening that Jurgen Klopp is very partial to a Jersey Royal.
Yeah, I like them rolled in butter and garnished with mint, Jim.
Whoa, just whoa. Funny you should say that, Bob, because from speaking to him earlier today, that is how Franz Beckenbauer has his. Whereas Pelé, when he spoke exclusively to us, he told me he prefers a sprig of rosemary. And I tell you what, I'll let you into a little secret there, Bob. Mourinho, he prefers... saying to Pep Guardiola, the King Edward is often...
Jim, the sun's coming up now. It's time to turn in.
Okay, love. What on earth is that?
Well, what else could it be, Jim? It's the cattle returning.
Incredible. Incredible. We chatted about potatoes till the cows came home. Whoa, did you hear that, love? Have a butcher's out the window. What the hell is that?
Well, to me, it looks like a very small horse, but its back limbs appear to be missing.
Well, let's have a look here. Oh my God. Oh my God. You are so right, Mrs. White. I've gone and talked the hind legs off a donkey.
Finally today, as this Barmy Old podcast has gone live, lockdown rules in England have been relaxed a little to allow larger family and friend gatherings of up to 6 people in gardens and outdoor spaces. I know it's slightly different in other parts of the UK. Boris Johnson thought he'd give this announcement some classic George Michael disco treatment to outline the stipulations for you.
I think you're done with the sofa. I think you're done with the hall. And I think you're done with the kitchen table, baby. So let's go outside.
Let's go outside.
In the sunshine. I know I said you couldn't, but I now say let's go outside.
Let's go outside.
That's the guideline. How it's going to go is anybody's guess. So Matt Hancock, he says, don't you worry about the things we've ruined. Yeah. Got my friends in high places, and none of us really know quite what we're doing. Let's go outside.
Let's go outside.
In the sunshine. I know you want to, and I've now said, let's go outside.
Let's go outside.
That's the guideline. It's let's see how this goes, advice at best. And yes, I've had COVID. And once I even saw a fridge, and I hid. I can't think how many kids I have. Is it 24 or 7?
24, 24, 7.
You say you don't want it, you might get it. We've really not been tracing it before. So it's nothing more but fingers crossed. It's nothing more, it's nothing more, it's nothing more. Back to nature. It's human nature.
Tory voters wondering if we're going to survive this. Come on, you've got to have faith.
Well, thank you, Boris. And it's that time again, I'm afraid, where we have to say ta-ra a bit for now as we reach the end of episode 11. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this Barmy Old podcast as much as Sean, Andy and me have enjoyed putting it together for you. Rate, review and subscribe, if you would please, at your local podcast provider. And don't forget, you can always tug at my Twitter coat, at TalkDance. That's at TalkDants. Or there's the website, iandanter.co.uk, if you wish to email me, especially if you're a company that wants to sponsor us and throw a shedload of wonga this way. I'm not proud. Take it easy. Keep looking after yourselves and those around you. And we shall return as we make it a nice round dozen next time on Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. And as Des would say, cheerio.